Today on Channel 10, we're going to talk about Silverlight on the mobile device. We have two guests with us, Sam Chenard from Microsoft and Lennox Scott from John L. Scott Real Estate. Gentlemen, thank you for being on Channel 10.
Thank you.
Lennox, first of all, for people outside of the Pacific Northwest, can you tell us about John L. Scott Real Estate?
Well, John L. Scott Real Estate was founded in 1931 by my grandfather, John L., and we've grown to become a regional real estate company. We're the fourth most productive regional company in the nation. We have 4,300 agents. We did 44,000 transactions last year for a dollar volume of $14.6 billion.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, Sam, you're at Microsoft here. You're in the evangelism team. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm with Microsoft evangelism team in the field, and so I work with customers in the states of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska, and I talk about emerging technologies and how that can help their business.
Okay, now, technology and the real estate business, where's the link there? How is that important to John L. Scott?
Well, technology just is leading the way for our client experience out with our agent and out in the field. And in the future, we see everything going mobile, everything video, and now with all the new innovations, the individualized, customized experience during their home search.
Sam, you're here to show us and talk a bit more about this proof of concept, this Silverlight application running on a mobile device. Can we talk a little bit, first of all, perhaps how this is going to apply to John L. Scott and the whole real estate business?
Sure. Well, so John L. Scott has been an early adopter of a lot of great technologies, like Virtual Earth, for example. You're one of our premier examples of that. And so let me just ask you a question. What is the role of technology in general for John L. Scott, and how can that provide a differentiator for you over time?
Well, we really appreciate our relationship with Microsoft. With the Virtual Earth, with the Polygon application on top of it, now Silverlight, it's just really advanced us forward in the technology space for the home search and for keeping track of what's going on in your neighborhoods. And now with everything going mobile and video, this is Silverlight's going to take us to that next level.
Well, great. Well, that's what we're here to show today. We're here to show Silverlight on the mobile device. And so given that, what we can do is we can really kind of start showing off the application a little bit. The first thing to note is that the device is wired up to the actual laptop. The laptop in this scenario is serving as the web server, and it's actually serving up the Silverlight application and the contents. So basically the first thing we're going to do is we're just going to go and view this in full screen mode so you can more easily see the application. And the first thing you notice is this is your familiar Virtual Earth environment, and you can actually move the map around with your stylus. It also works with your finger. There's also some controls up here to allow you to zoom out and zoom back in. You can see there that we are in the Seattle area. We're looking at homes in the Mercer Island area. And then down below here, there are a number of controls that are Silverlight controls that will show different animation, so you can see the animation of the controls sliding up, and you can then navigate in an alternate means using those controls. And then there's also a search control here, so you can actually select the search control to actually provide a number of parameters for you to scope up or down the number of houses that you might find based on your interests. So you can see condos. We might just want to look at homes in this scenario. We'll say maybe a four-bedroom home, two baths might be fine for us. We'll try to increase this to 6 miles. And currently it's at from 500,000 to 1.5 million. Mercer Island's kind of a nice area, so the homes are going to be a little more expensive. We'll just up the range there a little bit. And once we save those search criteria, we go back, we'll notice that it actually changed the number of homes that match that search criteria. That actual orange button there is your current location. Of course, that's GPS aware. It could be GPS aware for this particular demo. It is not, but that's the idea is that you would know your GPS location. So basically, the next thing you would do is you would select a home. In this case, we'll select that one since it seems to be close by, and the actual form will come in. So hitting that again, you can more easily see the animation. Once we're actually looking at it, first thing we might do is look up this icon here. It's a film strip. It means there's a video available. So that's great. Well, let's go ahead and look at that video. And so now it is streaming that video down to the phone from the web server so that we can take a look at it. In this particular example, the video will show up in a Windows Media Control. Now you can actually take this video and embed it into the form and actually come up with your own controls. It's very easy to do, so you can sort of keep the user within that actual browser experience. So this allows you to really, you know, take advantage of video, because video is a very powerful means of communicating.
We found out in research that 100% of the people want to watch the video if they like the front photo. So this is a great application.
What's the growing importance of video content for the real estate industry in general? Do you see that really surfacing as a primary?
Well, the video just, it showcases the house to a bigger degree. You know, the internet is the number one marketing tool for residential real estate marketing. And the photos got us to this point, and now the video is just taking it up another level.
So what we'll do is we'll just assume that we saw that house that looks all pretty good right on the waterfront. And we'll go ahead and shut that down and go back to the application. And then we'll notice that there are also images available. Well, that might be helpful, so we'll slide it over and we'll look at these different images. So as you can see, there's the image. Yes, it's that's a nice picture of the backyard of the home on the waterfront. Sometimes video will not be available, so the images really can act as a key mechanism to really see if the interest is truly there. So once we've seen those images, we've seen that video, we're getting a lot more interested in the home. The next thing we might want to do is we might want to contact the real estate agent. So down here you see a description of the home. Typically at the bottom there might be a means to actually contact the real estate agent. As you can see, it's a hot link, so you can actually select that link. The phone number comes up. You can actually make the call to the real estate agent right there. You know, they might be expecting you. It might be very, very easy to get a hold of them there. So once you've done that, you based on your current GPS location, you might want directions to get to the home. So you just hit the map icon there and directions can come up, and then you can actually be taken directly to that home. One obvious question for you, Lennox, is you would want the user to be able to easily contact a John L. Scott real estate agent. Is that correct?
Oh, extremely important. Everything's at the moment nowadays. In our research, it shows 72% of clients who don't already have an agent get to the first agent that contacts them or responds back to their initial contact. So while they're with intent at the moment, we want to be able to connect up with them.
It's nice to be able to have the directions just come up for you right there and be able to call the agent immediately.
Well, this allows two ways for individuals to search. One is by a preset, knowing where all the homes are and just going from home to home, or the other one is the GPS. So it's going along with you as you're just, you know, initially investigating communities. So you can drive the neighborhoods and you can see what homes come up for you right there. You have the information available. And if you like something from the street view, you can check into it at that moment.
Great. So at the moment, if I'm, you know, in the market for a new house and I want to go and view properties, what I would be doing, in fact, I've done this recently, is I would go to the website. I'd go, for example, the John L. Scott website, and I'd select maybe four or five properties and look at their addresses and perhaps drive to them on the weekend and kind of check them out manually.
Yes.
But now what we're giving people, or this particular POC, takes that experience but basically puts it on the mobile device. So you don't need to get back to a computer, to your desk, to your home to actually make those decisions. You can do them wherever you are.
Yes. We're creating a mobile buyer, and then they work with their residential specialists so that they buy the home, you know, buy right at the right price.
What is this proof of concept with the Silverlight and the mobile device? It's obviously solving a few challenges that currently exist. How do customers that are looking to buy a new property or looking at property, what kind of tools do they have available at the moment, and how is this kind of the next step, and what kind of advantages does it give them?
Well, the next step is the user interface. It's simple and easy to use,
right.
And that just enhances the experience. The GPS, mobile device, the video, being able to be on there and taking them up, inspiring them to the next level.
Right.
You know, this is all working in the game plan of real estate in real time.
Okay.
And this is really going to help us move forward towards that game plan.
and obviously bringing the experiences that people are currently used to on the PC to a mobile device, which means that they can do it anywhere they are and they have a connection to the internet.
You bet.
Where can we go to see some more information on perhaps, obviously, the John L. Scott website for real estate and then perhaps this particular Silverlight Mobile proof of concept? Is there a website or a blog we can get some more information?
Well, yeah, so we have Channel 10.
Okay.
And so this content, obviously, is being viewed on Channel 10. But if you also go to the John L. Scott site,
johnlscott.com.
There you go. You can actually see a really great example of their consuming virtual earth, and that they want to take that experience and really sort of provide that for the mobile experience.
Fantastic. All right, guys, thanks for your time, and thanks for being on Channel 10.
Thanks.